Hello. Hey, in this article, we're going to talk about Cloudflare, why we use it, why we recommend it, and the benefits of using Cloudflare on your WordPress website. We've deployed Cloudflare now for thousands of customers, and we continue to recommend it. And we get asked all the time, why should we use Cloudflare? What is Cloudflare? So we're going to talk about that in this article. This is a short audio to go along with it. Or Cloudflare.com, it is a content delivery network. It is a firewall. It's a website acceleration service. It does several things. And generally speaking, it will improve the security of a website and speed it up. It also has a free plan, so the price is great too. Let's talk about some of the benefits of it and why we recommend it. So, in all our speed optimization jobs, you'll see on the onboarding form, it asks whether you want to do Cloudflare or you want us to set up Cloudflare for you. A lot of sites already have it, but quite often we get questions about this, like why should we do it, or people just select no. So let me talk about some of the benefits here. So first up, Cloudflare is pretty much the fastest DNS hosting provider worldwide. You'll see on a website, DNS Perf, P-E, so DNSPerf.com, DNSPerf.com. Cloudflare is consistently ranked number one, or it sits in the top three spots anyway. So DNS hosting is a really important part of making a website run fast. So the first thing that happens when you type a web address into your web browser is your device or browser goes and talks to your DNS hosting and does DNS lookup. So it turns that web address into an IP address so it can find the server on the internet. So DNS hosting offers that service or turns those web addresses into IP addresses. So the faster your DNS hosting, the faster that process happens. Now, the speed difference between fast and slow DNS hosting is huge. So if you have a bad DNS host, that process can take half a second to 1 second, even longer sometimes. Whereas something like Cloudflare can do it in 10 or 20 milliseconds. So that's 0.01 or 0.02 of a second. That's a huge difference. And there's a variety of reasons for that. But generally speaking, it's going to be faster than whatever DNS hosting you have right now. A lot of people use the DNS host that came with their domain name. They buy a domain name and that includes DNS hosting, so they use that DNS host, or they buy web hosting and they do DNS hosting, so they use that. But we would recommend Cloudflare most of the time for DNS hosting. In some cases, you can't use Cloudflare for some technical reason. In that case, you should still look at DNS hosting as a speed optimization or as part of your speed optimization work. As an alternative, we'd probably recommend DigitalOcean DNS hosting. It's good quality as well. They're typically in the top five, and similar to Cloudflare, simple to use. So Cloudflare, we like it for the DNS hosting and other reasons too. So that would be our number one recommendation. But it's the fastest DNS host worldwide. It also has a low TTL, low time to live, which means that changes to the DNS records happen very quickly. I think the TTL is 3 minutes or 5 minutes. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but those changes happen very fast. But with other DNS hosting, those changes can take 6 hours, 12 hours, even a day. So DNS changes happen fast as well. So DNS hosting, it's a better host. It'll speed things up. It offers a simple to use management interface. So that's one benefit of it. From a speed optimization perspective, the biggest benefit is that it is a content delivery network, CDN service. So broadly speaking, a CDN is a group of servers that host part or even all of your website. So you have your web hosting, and then you have a network of CDN servers around the world that take load off the hosting and typically are geographically closer to the visitor. So I'm in Australia right now. If I was accessing a website in the US without a CDN service, my browser would have to travel to the US and download it from that server. So because of geography, the website's going to be about a second or so slower for me versus someone located physically in the US. With a CDN service in place, there is a local server in Australia. Or in Cloudflare's case, they have 160 plus locations. They actually have five locations in Australia in five of the big cities. But anyway, if I was accessing that website, most of the website would be downloaded off a CDN server close to me. So it is a CDN service, and particularly for site speed optimization, you really need to have a CDN because it reduces the impact of geography on site speed, and it also takes a lot of load off your web hosting. So your hosting is freed up to do the things only it can do. So not only does it reduce the impact of geography, it also lightens the load on the hosting because those CDN servers are closer to the visitor, they're doing some of the work. It's just a no-brainer, and it kind of is a must-have in 2021 for site speed. Cloudflare also does some other things around security. So it has a firewall service built into it. It has a basic firewall. It also has an application firewall in their paid plans. But even on the free plan, you can add firewall rules and do things like block particular types of traffic, block traffic accessing certain parts of the website. You can do things like show a capture page on the WordPress login. I'll link you to another article on our site that has some basic Cloudflare rules you can use on the free Cloudflare plan that will reduce a lot of the load on WordPress and will also protect the WordPress login page from a lot of those brute force attacks. So even the free firewall will do that. If there are some paid services that we typically recommend from Cloudflare in some cases, so they have a service called APO service. It is a type of edge caching. So it's $5 a month, and basically the entire page from your site will be hosted on those servers. So it really takes it to the next level. Without this service, only the images, the JavaScript, the CSS files are hosted on their servers. But with the APO service, the entire page is. So from a geography perspective, the APO service speeds things up dramatically because it further reduces the impact of geography, and Cloudflare's network or servers will be doing much more of the work. So again, speeds you up to that next level. So particularly for any sites targeting a worldwide audience, that $5 a month service makes a huge difference to speed geographically, particularly internationally, and makes a huge difference to the load on the hosting. So that's well worth it if you're targeting a global audience. The next level up from that, they have a $20 a month service, which actually includes that APO service, and it does other things too. It has a full application firewall, which I'd recommend if you're doing anything with WooCommerce or payments, or you're just a site that's going to have a lot of crawlers and scrapers or garbage traffic, like particularly if you've got a bigger site, this stuff is all over the web. So the full firewall on that $20 a month plan will cut a lot of that crap out. It'll stop it hitting the website. And that plan also does some additional optimization, speed optimizations, including image optimization. So if you can't use an image optimization plugin on your site for whatever reason, or you have a very image heavy site or thousands of pages with a lot of images, that image optimization feature they have can be really useful. But that's it. That's Cloudflare in a nutshell. So even the free plan is worth doing. So you get the DNS hosting speed benefits, you get the content delivery network, and you get some of those firewalling features on the free plan. So it's kind of a no-brainer when we're talking about WordPress speed optimization. And again, those paid services are worth it. If you're targeting a global audience, that APO service can make a huge difference. That edge caching can make a huge difference to global site speed. And again, if you have anything that needs to be secured, that $20 a month plan is well worth looking at. I hope you found this useful. If you have any questions or you need, you know, this is fairly technical stuff. So if you get stuck or you want more information on a particular point, certainly post a note in the comment section. There's a whole bunch of information. It's a bit technical over at Cloudflare's website, cloudflare.com. But yeah, as I said, if you're purchasing a speed optimization service from us, this is well worth doing, checking that yes box, because it makes a huge difference to site speed, even on the free plan. Cheers.